SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.
Minister for Indigenous Australians Linda Burney was just a child when an important referendum was held in 1967. That referendum was to allow Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders to be included in the national population count for the first time.
I was 10 years old in 1967. And for the first 10 years of my life, as with many other people here today, we were not counted. Australia knew how many sheep there were, but not how many Aboriginal people. And it was about the recognition that we existed. And this referendum in 2023, this year, is a continuation of that recognition. We were counted then. We want to be heard.
The referendum to recognise First Nations in the population was Australia's most successful yes vote, with more than 90% support. It's now a source of inspiration for those championing the Voice to Parliament referendum. Nathan Apo is a member of the First Nations Referendum Engagement Group.
Reflecting on, as a young person, we have a big role to play in this. Looking at Auntie Jackie Huggins and Auntie Pat, Auntie Linda, you know, they've done a lot of heavy lifting. 1967 referendum, you know, they did all the heavy lifting, they got this over the line, you know, they did all the fighting. And as a young person, it's our time. It's our time to come together.
The Voice Referendum Engagement Group have returned to Uluru to mark 6 years since the Statement from the Heart was unveiled. It comes as the referendum bill has been passionately debated in Canberra, opposition leader Peter Dutton being one of the loudest voices to say no.
The Voice will re-racialise our nation. At a time when we need to unite the country, this Prime Minister's proposal will permanently divide us by race. As I said, the Liberal Party supports constitutional recognition, but we do not support enshrining in our constitution a divisive, disrupting and democracy-altering Canberra-based voice. We all yearn for practical outcomes which will improve the lives of Indigenous Australians. No leader, no party and no Australian occupies the moral high ground on this matter.
But Ms Burney says Mr Dutton contradicts himself.
I am sorry that he has decided to vote no. And if he's so concerned about reconciliation, then I'd ask him to vote yes.
The Voice to Parliament referendum bill is expected to be passed in the House of Representatives next week. And later in June, it will face scrutiny in the upper house. But Coalition Indigenous Australians spokeswoman, Senator Jacinda Price, is already among its most vocal critics.
In 1967, we voted overwhelmingly in support of Indigenous Australians to be recognised as equal citizens, equal opportunity in employment and education. That is what Australia got behind. It demonstrated we're not a racist country at all. But this referendum is creating those racial divisions. So yes, we need to be respectful in this debate. We need to respect both the yes and, of course, most certainly the no. You are not racist if you support a no vote in this country.
A poll published in April by Roy Morgan suggests support for the Yes campaign has dropped to 46%. There are mounting concerns that it's becoming a divisive topic of conversation and that misinformation about The Voice is rife. Advocates of The Voice say they hope the intensifying debate won't be for nothing. Professor Jack Beetson is a member of The Voice Referendum Engagement Group.
Sometimes when I think of this referendum, I'm just hoping that when my kids reflect on this yes vote in 60 years' time, that they're not reflecting on the fear that they had. They're not reflecting on being abused or tormented at school. That's what I'd be hoping.
Stolen Generations survivor Scott Wilson feels the same way. He says even though he was a child in 1967, he can still remember the impact of that referendum. And he wants to see this one, for the Voice to Parliament, also succeed.
I remember as a kid growing up in those days in Darwin was that, you know, at a certain time at night, then all the traditional folk used to be locked up in a compound because they weren't allowed out at night time. After the 67 referendum, obviously that ceased. So I'm calling on all Australians, the train's at the station, are you going to get on the train with us and travel on that journey? History is calling. Are you going to be left in the dust of not actually, you know, joining with us?
Kira Hain, SBS News.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.